This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Is sponsored by Bone for Bones, Burger King, C5, CG Atlantic General, Commonwealth Bank, the Digital Transformation Unit, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Popeyes, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wilmax Pharmacy.
Welcome to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Today, we're going to be talking about current affairs. I wasn't supposed to actually be here today, but I am here. So we're going to have a show. We're going to talk about current affairs. So I want to get into it. Also, does anyone ever feel like things are happening and major events weren't aware of it? So I went to go and make a deposit in my bank today. And I said, okay, I'm going to go JFK because that was where I set it up because I need to go get my new debit card. And I get there and the customer service line was long. So the security guy was like, well, you need anything else? I said, yeah, I want to make a deposit. He said, you want to make a deposit in the box? I said, no, I want to make a deposit in the account because I want to make sure it goes on. At the tellers, I want to make sure it goes on. And he goes, there's no tellers. So he's like, if you want a teller, you got to go to the three locations. One location, Carmichael, one out east, one downtown. And I was like, this is the bank, right? Is it, am I mistaken? He said, no, it's the bank. He said, but there's no tellers. So this is a thing, I guess, where banks still have locations open, but there's no teller. Now, I'm not 83 years old. I understand you could do banking online, but for a specific purpose, I had to go into the bank. And now they have no tellers. And for a moment, I felt like what it must feel like to be on one of these family islands that does not have banking services, like a physical bank presence there. And it sucked. And I can tell you what, it was only for a moment because I was able to go to another branch. But imagine being in a situation where you don't have banking services. All right, you're making money, you're spending money, you want to do transactions. It must be really, really, really nerve-wracking. And even for that briefest of moment, it didn't even really feel like what it must feel like on a family island because they still had a customer service representative there. They still had they had a loan department, I think, is there as well. You can go talk to, sort out your loans and everything like that. And they had several ATMs there. But on a family island, you might catch one ATM somewhere obscure, run out of money, dog eat your lunch. Couldn't imagine. And so what I thought when I experienced it for a fleeting moment, because I don't, you know, get too hung up on it, was that we really need to find a way. I'm going to get to what I wanted to talk to in a moment. Give me a minute. We really need to find a way to expand services on the family islands. And I do think about this sometimes quite in depth, which is moving to a family island because I'm not into all the crime and y'all killing each other and the congestion and the bad driving and the piss poor attitudes of a lot of people. I'm not really with it, but I cannot move to a family island and adjust to a family island lifestyle that does not include proper banking services, that does not include proper health services, that does not have proper roads, that does not have the modern conveniences within a particular city limit of New Providence. All right. So I get that a lot of family island living is a boat, mail boat. You go to Nassau, you go to Miami, pick out your furniture. Well, people in Nassau do that now, but pick out your stuff and you send it back. You go to come to Nassau, you go to Kelly's Lumber, whatever, you pick up your stuff and ship it on the boat for you. And there's this culture that builds up that says, well, it's a culture of waiting. Yeah. It's a culture of waiting, and you're going to have to selectively choose what you need. And I can't get used to that. And I guess what you're going to tell me is the compromise is to still live around all the people killing each other and with bad driving and bad attitudes. And that may be the case, but I don't think it has to be that way. So here's my idea. And we do this thought exercise a lot. I'm going to talk about the embassy. Hold on. And Adrian Gibson, hold on. Let me get this off my chest. So I often think about this idea. I think about, is it the chicken or the egg? Right? Which comes first? To expand the family islands, the government of the Bahamas doesn't have the resources to sustain any sort of significant amount of employment on the family islands at this time. If you don't believe me, then just look at how hard it is to get teachers and nurses on the family islands and to get them paid, right? And to have to pay for housing, et cetera, for all of them. So if you're saying, well, the government should start a major thing and keep it going, it's not gonna happen. But the government can, in my estimation, run along dual tracks. So is it the chicken or the egg? Which one is it? All right. For me, it's the chicken, Papa. Right? Ain't no eggs without the chicken. I imagine, because they say birds come from dinosaurs. I know. You don't believe in dinosaurs. I know. The earth is a disc. No dinosaurs. Right? There's a hollow earth for some people. Yeah. We're living on the back of a gigantic tortoise for others. In my version of reality, there were dinosaurs. And the scientists tell me, although they don't always get everything right, most of them ended up turning into birds. So anyway, whatever dinosaur or whatever creature ultimately turned into a chicken, that came first. And then the chicken eggs came. So it became some variation of a chicken for a long time. No, somebody cooked up a chicken in a lab and just, yeah, poof, chickens. All right. Anyway, in my mind, it's the chicken. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? My mind is the chicken. And so in the instance of the family islands, the government is going to have to be the chicken, and the egg is going to have to be investors. All right. Now, when I say investor, people often, you know, their hackles get raised, right? And I know you are not only broke, but you think like a broke person, right? So I've been broke before, but I never thought like someone, like a broke person, right? And what I mean by that is, just because you don't have it right now don't mean you don't try to understand it or aspire to it. So investor means everybody, all right? Bahamian, foreigners, everything. I want some investment on the family islands. I want to go to the family islands and do some things. What I'd like to do, it's perfectly legal and it's none of your business, but I'm going to need the government to help out. So investor doesn't mean foreign direct investor. That's the first thing ever. Oh, you're giving away the country to foreigner. Yeah, that's as far as you get, huh? That's what that means to you, investment, foreigners. Bahamas don't own nothing? No. Frankie Wilson ain't doing a $1 billion project in Jack's Bay, Eleuthera. He has other investors. He has other people with him, right? So what you're going to need is you're going to need the government to initiate, and communication services is another thing I'm not willing to compromise on, and reliable electricity. you're going to need the government to provide the framework, in my mind. And you put it there, and then you look for the investor. Or you run along dual tracks. You say, here's an investment. Here's an investor. But they're not going to have proper infrastructure to fulfill the requirements of their investment. It don't have to be tourism, but let's just say it is, right? So when Kirzner bought, what was it, Resorts International? When he bought that, all right, his agreement with Ingram that continued through Christie was that we're going to have to upgrade the airport. Now, I don't know whose decision it was to turn Thingham one way, but Bay Street one, Shirley Street one way, but in any event, the agreement was you're going to have to fix the airport. There were other things, but they were like, the airport's critical to get in the amount of people that we need and for the experience X, Y, Z. And we did it. It took, what, $500 million and at least in a number of years, but we did it. And Christie and Ingram agreed that the government, well, the government agreed, and, you know, Christie, you know, of course, wanted to continue that, agreed that we were going to make sure and we upgrade the airport so that the people could come in. And then Ingram goes, okay, well, the Chinese are here and they're dealing, right? And it was the worldwide recession. A lot of y'all aren't, again, in tune with actual reality. In 2008, the bottom fell out and China was one of the countries that was not impacted as badly and was willing to invest and lend money beyond the recession, because the People's Republic of China, they don't just look around and go, well, it can be done. They look to the future. They look to emerging trends, and they knew the recession would end, and they wanted to deepen their investments in the Americas. All right. And so we got Bahamar hooked up China, and China hooked up the National Stadium. Oh, that was Christie. I think it happened under, and they finished it under Ingram. And we got the airport gateway project, and we got the harbor, the port in Cooperstown. Now, I heard some talk about harbor and jobs from John Pinder. I'd have to go back and look. Who's the MP for, what is he, South Africa? And that's all well and good. But there's a huge seaport in Cooperstown. Now, I don't know if y'all been to Cooperstown, but it ain't no bustling Mecca. I'll say this. Among the Family Islands, Abaco was, before Dorian, probably the most developed. I want to be sure about that, Abaco, yeah. I don't count Grand Bahama as a family island. So Grand Bahama is a major metropolitan and population and industry center. It's not what it should be at the moment, but it is. Abaco was the most developed, all right? And among Abaco, outside of the very rich, because you could go someplace in Abaco, make your eyeballs pop out of your head. It's so nice. But among settlements, right, that are being floated by the government, essentially, Cooperstown was pretty nice. All right. Yeah. Y'all gotta do more work on Marsh Harbor. You know what the problem with Marsh Harbor was? And Marsh Harbor, by the way, was very nice. But the problem was they did it a lot like Nassau, which is any bloody buck up goes. And I could see it. And particularly with the mud. And it's very tragic what happened. But at least now they have a chance to do it over. I could see it. I was like, they're going to mess this up. Right? This started out really well. They're building faster than the government can keep track, even though Ingram was from Abaco. And they're going to mess this up. All right? It's going to be like Nassau, where any Jesus Christ thing happens. The residential areas now become commercial areas. There's a numbers house. And right next to the school, right next to the church, right next to the liquor store, you know, it's just, they're going to mess it up, right? And the nightclub's on the other side of the street from the house, and then there's a bar as well. they were in danger of messing it up. And now, having done nothing since Dorian, maybe now, with virtually nothing, maybe now we can look at Abaco with some sense and really deal with it properly, really let the local councils regulate that. All right. But Abaco was among the nicest, and Cooperstown was very nice in terms of government. Ingram has a house in Cooperstown. And now there's a huge port in Cooperstown. I don't know what's happened. So I don't know what the issue was for the government of the Bahamas. And maybe Christie and Minister M just couldn't wrap their minds around it. I don't know what the issue was for the government to go and borrow money for the Chinese Harbor Company to build the port and then not really have much going on with a major port like that. What should have happened was they should have turned that hub. So a couple of things. Don't worry. It's all going to come full circle. I know where I'm going. All right. Sorry, I had to turn the air conditioning down. I about to freeze out in here. So what should have happened was there should have been at least a private company or a public-private partnership to say, we're going to go and set up shop in the Cooperstown port. All right. Now, you could use that port as a clearing facility, or you could have just used it as a point of disembarkation for goods. What should happen? Somebody goes, hey, man, the port of Cooperstown can handle huge ships. You can bring all your rebuilding stuff here for Abaco, bring it to the port, and we'll clear it and we'll do it. And we got so much going on in Abaco with different settlements that are rebuilding. We can clear all this stuff because even though Marsh Harbor got hit, the Marsh Harbor port isn't up to speed at this point. And yes, you would have to do some trucking, quite a bit of trucking from Cooperstown to Marsh Harbor. I believe that's about a 2-hour drive, an hour and a half, at least if I remember correctly. But, well, not if you live on a family island, because y'all go 120 miles an hour all the time on a road with two lanes that has no street lights. So a lot of people in Abaco, I'll be like, you know, I'm going to be there like an hour and a half. They'll be like, hour and a half? We'd be there 45 minutes. I'll be like, that's because you're insane. Right? You don't understand the laws of physics. All right? And what happens when vehicles collide with immovable objects? A private company could have set up shop and you could have built houses. You could have built grocery stores. All right? You could have built wash houses, which is what they've done in Exuma. With Sandals, like right where Sandals and Grand Isle is, there's a shopping center that accommodates the needs of those people. They're renting. It's difficult to even find rental places on Exuma now. All right. And there's industry. So the government's got to be the chicken. So government, here's what you do. I say all that for having one moment of realization after not being able to go to the bank teller at one of many locations on New Providence. Here's what to do, government. Either you find an investor and agree to put in the infrastructure as you're doing with the Grand Lucayan Resort, where you're agreeing to make sure the airport is up and running. Find an investor, either that, or go ahead and build out the infrastructure and then make sure you court investment around the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and the world and bring it in. And then you can have nice roads. I'm not saying, well, you got to at least pave the roads. You ain't gonna have like big, huge roads like we have in New Providence. But if you got nice roads, if you got some services that allow you the comforts of regular life, you ain't gonna have no IMAX. I could come back to New Providence for that. Establish a ferry system because I ain't trying to get on no plane all the time or ever if I can help it. Establish a ferry system. And then people won't have to jam up on Nassau. I always looked at Andros as the perfect remedy for this. You could build a bridge, maybe. I don't know how that would work. I don't know if do you have to cross the tongue of the ocean? I gotta look at my map. There must be someone smart enough to build a bridge from here to Andros at some point. You could build a bridge, maybe, or you could just have a regular ferry system where you could actually take your car and pull it, go on the ferry, and then you're in Nassau in an hour, right? Hour and a half. Hour. And I'll move to Andros. I want to move to Eleuthera, but I'll move to Andros. And that's how you expand the family islands. I'll move to Andros and have six children, all right? Make sure there's a school there. Well, 45-year-old one and having six children. Maybe, you know, 35-year-old one. And that's how you generate development. What they're doing now with the Universal Service Fund and ensuring that there are communications on the family island. Because I'm sorry, I'm not moving to your family island where ain't no proper internet, ain't no proper phone service. It ain't gonna happen. I'm not. Because the way we function now, you can do a lot of work remotely and you can live on the family islands and commute to Nassau pretty regularly. They do it all the time in America. And elsewhere in the world, you know, oh, I live an hour outside of the city. It's like a whole different planet, but I'm able to get in and out whenever I want. So that's what needs to happen, in my opinion, so that family islanders can have conveniences, but also you'll build critical mass. Because I want y'all to have nice things, but I can't be spending a bunch of money if there ain't no return on investment for the Bahamian people, all right? And when I say return on investment, it's not like, well, this making me money. No, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is, when you build roads, when you build schools, when you build hospitals, the return on investment is the people. You have more people who are healthier, less of a strain on the public purse later in life. You get more people who are educated, who are resourceful, who are opening businesses, who are growing the economy. That's the return on investment in one respect for the government and all these infrastructure projects. But I ain't going to go and put, I'm sorry to pick on you guys. I'm not putting no $20 million airport in Cat Island or $10 million airport in Cat Island because 400 people in Cat Island want to feel they have a pretty good airport and they don't want to wait under the roof. Now, if you tell me we need a, you understand what I'm saying? Like you can do something nice for them, but you ain't got to go crazy. Look at what y'all got in Nassau. It ain't a, all right. Y'all can't have what we have. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Y'all can't have what we have. Not when you don't pay property tax. Not when your cost of living in terms of overall expenses isn't near 2 hours. All right? When you can have it if there's business. All right? And I'll understand that. If you come to me, like, if you own a group of companies and you're talking to the owner and you're like, hey, man, I saw one of your other companies had a big old Christmas bashment at Bahamar, right, with the full spread. And y'all ordered us some takeout chicken and biscuits for our Christmas party. And the owner's going to look at you and go, yeah, those people generate me 50 times the amount of money y'all do. So they're going to get the nicer Christmas party and the nicer office and the nicer computers because that's my moneymaker. Nassau's the moneymaker. Grand Bahama hopefully will soon again be putting a bunch of money into the public treasury as well as Abaco. And you got to look along these things carefully so you're lining up investments with population growth because we need more people. We just don't need more people who don't have basic sense or who are living in poverty or who are unemployable like this and unhealthy. But we need more people. All right? Give me my plot of land in Andros and I'm going to go have six kids. Not with my current wife. I told what if we got a second wife? He's like, what do you mean we? I'm like, we get a second wife. I go find someone I think is a good prospect for a wife for you and I. And you agree to it, like on Big Love. And we'll have another wife, right? You'll have help with the kids. She can cook. She can have three other children. You ain't got to go through all that. We'll both be happy. We'll see how it all works out. But give me my land on Andros. I'll commute, build the infrastructure, build. Say second husband. No, playa, you've got me completely confused. Completely until you have. It's not that kind of party. You have the wrongest of ideas. If you think another dude's going to be. All right. Anyway, give me my land and infrastructure and I'm a move and other people will move with me. Hopefully the people who aren't killing all the other people. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
When it comes to picking a pharmacy that is convenient, reliable, and puts you first, only one name comes to mind, Wilmax Pharmacy, a team of trusted and trained pharmacists ready to serve and assist you with all your pharmaceutical and over-the-counter needs. We also carry beauty and hair products as well as household and everyday supplies. Open 7 days a week, 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. NIV drug plan is accepted. Cut down your wait time. WhatsApp new prescriptions and refills to 817-4067. Visit Wilmax Pharmacy today. Poinciana Drive, opposite University of the Bahamas. Call 323-1037.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Father's Day is not just about celebrating dads. It's about celebrating all that our dads are. Our protectors, our husbands, and our oldest friend. This Father's Day, don't forget to tell him, I'm so glad you're mine, with a gift from Bonneville Bones.
Bonneville Bones. A statement in fashion. A night on the town.
So, what would you like to discuss?
Insurance, Doc. It's so frustrating. I go to the mall for motor, drive to Bay Street to get a home quote, swing east to file a medical claim, then go west for a pensions appointment. Don't even get me started about life.
I'm going to prescribe CG Atlantic. They have all the insurance you're looking for.
Really? Thanks.
With all the insurance you need, we're like a doctor that doesn't waste your time and money. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
At Popeyes, we foster love in everything we do. And our signature sandwiches are no different. Stop on by and try our all-new Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich. We have taken the chicken sandwich and kicked it up a notch. Taste our Louisiana Cajun seasoned chicken patty. Served on a brioche bun with two pickles and drizzled with our all-new Buffalo Ranch sauce. Add a chocolate chip cookie on your order for only 90 cents. Stop by any Popeyes for your Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich today.
Love that chicken for Popeyes.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Happy anniversary, My Gateway. Did you know that you can request and pay for over 35 government services on mygateway.gov.bs? Sign up today and access government services online with efficiency and simplicity. It's a celebration of a year of collective success on our digital transformation journey. My Gateway, making government work for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We were talking about the family lands and development. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? The chicken's the government. The egg's the investor. I'm going to say you're going to need the chicken first. Or you could say then the government's the chicken and the investor's the chicken. And the eggs are communities that are being created. But you're going to need, anyway. It says, I am also planning to move to Eleuthera. The internet, cable, and electricity between Rock Sound and Governors ain't bad at all. Cable TV in the deep south ain't all that. But the internet and electricity are pretty reliable. Okay. Yeah, I'd be happy to move to Eleuthera once they hook it up, right? Again, you know, we get spoiled living in Nassau. And in the family islands, they learn to, like, just do without. Like, that's not saying, like, they're going, and I'm sure they like it. And they're in the House of Assembly, like, falling over, congratulating themselves. Yeah, we're going to put water in Acklands for the first time. First of all. You saying that like you're proud of that. If you wanted to give them people water, it took y'all 50 years? I'd shut up about that. I'd just give them the water. Put out a press release. I ain't going to sit now. So, bang, 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 bang. Water. Second of all, them people in Acklands don't need you to get them no water. Is there a drought going on that I don't know about? They've been living with rain cisterns for generations. Do you think they're waiting on you to have water? That's what you think? They all go in there, oh, if only the government would figure out how to get water to us, everything would change. I mean, they're going to like that you have a pump you can go to. Sure. Like I said, they would like those modern conveniences too. But ain't nobody in the family island looking at you like, oh, boy, if you don't provide, who's like desperately out of water? They're not going, if the government don't come into water, it's not going to happen. What do you think they were doing before you went and put water there? They didn't have water? Is that what you think? So you get spoiled living in Nassau. You get to, you get comfortable. All right? Like I ordered some curry from this guy last week. I know my diet's shot to hell. It's getting bad. I just told my wife I gotta get back on it. I'm 70% there, but I'm doing a little too much extra. So I have some curry from the guy. Jamaican guy. Now, just because he's Jamaican don't mean you could cook. I'm saying that from experience. We've known a number of Jamaican ladies. You know what? Every Jamaican dude, no, I lie. My sister's probably listening to this. Her husband's Jamaican. This curry was, it's pretty good. I got a Jamaican uncle. He hooked it up. Straight up. Up in Canada? Man. Anyway, I ordered a curry from this guy. Let me say this. If you're making curry with wings, you were serious about life. Okay? You could get away with that in South. And I as look at you a little sideways with that. Right? Like you, as a grown man, you can't, I don't want no curry wings on white rice because the wings was on sale. What is you doing? No. Anyway, I got the curry and I was like, because he was right, because I didn't know they had curry. I just went in there to get something to drink. And I was like, what's going on in there? The food, you know? That's how I got with Almond Tree. I went in there to go get a beer. I was like, what y'all got cooking in there? And the rest is history. All right? So I went, I got the curry and I was like, I need to get some mango chutney. If you want good curry, go to Sweet Fingers. All right? Over there in the Independence shopping plaza. Go see Powell over at Sweet Fingers. It's good curry. He's serious about life. He's not doing chicken wing curry. Anyway, I'll wrap it up. I wanted mango chutney with my curry. Now there was a mango chutney and my mom turned me on to mango chutney because y'all don't know nothing about that. But my mom was a lady of culture, all right, and culinary excellence, all right, and made the best curry in the world. And we would get mango chutney, right? And I didn't realize that was a thing. That's what the Indians do. They eat chutney on their food, right? Among other things. And I was like, and it was Sherwood's mango chutney. And I went to about 6 stores in the area. And I didn't go to the Asian market. The point of all, I couldn't find Sherwood's. And I was like, highly upset. And I was like, I can't live like this. They don't have Sherwood's mango chutney for me to put on my curry right this moment. This place is a hellhole, right? As I say, I forgot about the Asian market, right? Although the Asian market was in Abaco before the hurricane. So you get comfortable, all right, living up here. Them people on the family islands ain't looking at you for no water, sun. You could keep that. They could use some electricity. Like, what do you think's been going on in Ragged Island this whole time? I'll do a couple of texts, messages. And then we're going to go to a break. All right. Let's do this real quick. This says, these banks have become absolutely ridiculous. Yep. I'm like, This the bank, right? ain't no tellers at this bank. Big, huge wall full of teller things. Nobody there. This says, it's damn frustrating on the family island. I'm on Cat Island. The Bank of the Bahamas ATM has been out of service for about 2 weeks. They charged me $16 to withdraw in person from my Commonwealth bank account. Really? Jesus. Says, nah, after you get over the initial shock, you'll be fine. We'll realize that we really didn't need what we thought we did, in this case, tellers, digitization 101. But I had to go to the next bank to use the teller because I have to. Because I needed to do a particular deposit If I do it electronically, here's how these banks work. If you do it electronically, for any significant amount of money that's beyond what regularly goes through your account, they freeze it, right? And then somebody from compliance, I imagine in this country, but I could be wrong about that, calls you and says, you made a large deposit. We'd like to know where you got the money from. And I go, well, I just sold 3 bricks of cocaine. So I don't know what the issue is. You know what I mean? And they'll say, okay, cocaine proceeds are fine. And they'll put the money in your account. But it takes like 2 days and I don't got the time for that. We got to go to break? All right, we'll go to a break. We'll be back on the other side.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us because we got stuff to talk about. Let me do these text messages and then we'll move on. This says, good day, Juan. Consider this. Since dinosaurs were here before chickens and dinosaurs had eggs, isn't it conceivable that some bird dinosaur mated with some chicken-like dinosaur and the offspring was a chicken who actually came from an egg? LOL. Since eggs predate chickens, it seems likely that some far relative to a chicken actually came out of a dinosaur. You're right. You're right. They have the eggs and they're like, what is this? And somehow they survived. That's deep. You took me way back. We might have traveled back in time just now. Blow my mind. I don't know. You don't wonder about these things? Like how chickens got here? You know what I wonder about? I think I've said this before. Like, who was the dude or the woman? Who was the person who figured out you cook meat? Like, who thought that up? Who thought, you know what? So they killed the woolly mammoth and they were sent. Did cavemen have a verbal syntax? They killed the woolly mammoth and they're sitting around. Everybody's like taking off chunks of the woolly mammoth, you know, and they're eating it raw and it's all hard. The kids are eating berries. I'm imagining some sort of wandering hunter-gatherer society. And you're sitting around the woolly mammoth and one caveman goes, hey, what if I put the meat in the fire? And the other caveman goes, if you put the meat in the fire, you're gonna burn up the meat. And he goes, I know. But what if I took the meat out of the fire before it burned up? And the other caveman goes, well, if you put the meat in the fire and you don't wait until the fire's out, there's no way it's not gonna burn up. And if you put the meat in the fire and then you stick your hand in the fire, you're gonna burn your hand. And the other caveman goes, yo, what if I put this meat on the end of this spear and stick the spear in the fire and then take the meat out before it burns? And he became king of the cavemen and everyone did it like that. And he conquered vast plains of Pangaea, the supercontinent. I don't know if people were around when Pangaea was around. Anyway, yeah, I wonder about these things. I do. I have a naturally curious mind. This says, hey, Juan, did you hear anything about the legalization of marijuana? You asked me that, or someone asked me that just a day or so ago. I haven't heard anything. No, I haven't heard anything. The status quo remains. I don't understand why. I don't know why they have to figure out the whole marijuana industry thing before they just take the thing off the law books. Make it a threshold and go from there. This says the egg came first. The animal that laid the first chicken egg was not a chicken. That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. That's what I'm saying. It had to be, when it hatched, it was a chicken. And those chickens made it and perpetuated the line of chickens that now we have today. That's what I think. All right. What else we got going on? A couple more text messages. Hey, Juan, did you watch the House yesterday when Pintard was speaking? You see how he put a serious question forward to the PM and instead the PM refused to answer and walk out? I really want to know if my NIB contributions will be going. I mean, I couldn't tell you what's going to happen in the future, but he already said they weren't, right? At some point, they may have to now. Family Island Airport's supposed to be quaint, man. Little AC sitting room in a cabana outdoors. No luggage belts. The plane pulls right up. Could do with more security. Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm like, what are y'all looking for LPIA in Canada? How y'all going? I must float this airport. I must keep funding this from other tax people money because y'all say y'all got an air. People got to come to the airport now. I've been in the airport because people coming by air, right? They're arriving by air. It says, no, man, Juan. One is a chicken and the next is the rooster because someone you're right, actually. You're right. To have a fertilized egg, you need a rooster. Right. So you need a rooster and a hen. Yes. So which one is the chicken and which one is the hen and which one is the rooster? I'm going to say the investor's the rooster and the government's the hen, right? Because the government's the one that has all the infrastructure and the investor's the one that puts the money in. We'll figure this out. Said, LOL, I love curry wings. Some of these people can't season properly. You can't go wrong with wings. I'm sorry. If we're dating and you make me curry wings, I'm leaving. You better look like Rihanna. I'm going to be like this. I can't see a future with this person. It says, Juan, you need to get curry from Irie Vibes by the foot of the bridge in the Pink Plaza. You know, I keep seeing that place. I'll see. I'll give it a shot. I stopped eating out a lot. Like I said, I would go to Sweet Fingers a lot, but I was like, I can't. I'm eating like two big things of curry every weekend. Pandemic will cause you to lose it. Okay, so let's talk turkey and not chickens. A couple of things are happening. The first thing is, so Adrian Gibson, the MP for Long Island, he went back to the House of Assembly yesterday. A lot of people asked why he wasn't put on leave or whatever like that. Again, we explained how the Constitution works. There are several ways for a seat to be vacated, but not being charged with a crime is not one of them. However, and we talked about this the other day, and people have differences of opinion on this, and I've fielded my opinion on this before. With what's hanging over Gibson, on a personal level, he's got a lot going on. And, you know, I don't know that it's worth it, but maybe it is to him to continue to put on this public face as he's in Parliament, as if nothing is going on. All right. So to me, the litmus test for resigning is not a guilty conviction, because even if he is found guilty, unless he has a sentence of 12 months or more, he still don't have to resign. So since we're moving the scale in one way, let's move it the other way. Because you say, hey, innocent until proven guilty, but he could be guilty. He could be found guilty and still not have to resign his seat. That's real. That's reality. You're found guilty, but there's certain conditions attached to it. So to say to me, well, if you resign, that's an admission of guilt. No, an admission of guilt is when you go to court and go, I'm guilty. That's an admission of guilt. And also, even if you are found guilty or went to court and said, I am guilty, you still don't have to resign. So the guilty verdict doesn't matter for the court. Now, the threshold, which I don't understand it, is that you get the guilty verdict and the year in prison. But if you get, let's say you're, and not talking about Gibson, let's say anyone. Let's say you're found guilty of rape, but you don't get more than 12 months. And you still are able to go to Parliament. Is that cool? Is that fine? So you say innocent until proven guilty, but guilty don't matter unless it's accompanied by a particular sentence. You could be found guilty. Look at the people who drive and used to kill people with their cars and then drive off. They got fines, man. You could have been in Parliament, killed 12 people with a car over and over and repeatedly. And you'd have gotten a fine. And you just sit there and you'd be like, I like to kill people with my car. And I'm going to stay in Parliament because I don't think it's that big a deal. Now, that's an extreme situation. But to me, more goes into it, into considering whether to resign as far as if you feel as beyond, oh, you're guilty. All right. To me, that's not the ultimate consideration. So let me ask you this. There's only one person, to my knowledge, who's been convicted of a crime and sentenced to prison for more than a year, who was a sitting parliamentarian, which is Wilbert Moss, who offered to bribe a judge. This was during the drug era, when a lot of people did a lot of really stupid stuff, but you do expect more from parliamentarians. And by all accounts, Wilbert Moss was a good lawyer. Now, you know what I found? I'll get back to that. You know what I found interesting? I was looking up parliamentarians who got in trouble. And I was talking about it with a colleague, and they were like, I was looking this up, and the William Cartwright, who was one of the founders of the PLP, he had a lot of trouble in his life with real estate, et cetera. You know, really interesting guy. He died broke in obscurity at the Good Samaritan Home. But I met him and talked to him a few times. And he got in trouble with some real estate deals. And Pendling was his lawyer, right? I don't know if that's how they met. And then Pendling joined the PLP, and then Pendling ended up being leader of the PLP. But the PLP was started by, like, mulattoes when that was still a thing. Like, the white British aristocracy and high society, they didn't recognize them. And so they wanted a political party that was more inclusive. Anyway, never mind. So Wilbur Moss was a sitting parliamentarian, and he got convicted of trying to bribe a judge. He went to the judge, and the judge was adjudicating a case where someone is saying someone, they see someone else. There may be more than one person. I only know about Wilbur Moss. There may be more. Someone was talking to me about Irvin Knowles, but I think Irvin Knowles is investigated. I do not recall that he was charged. Bradley Roberts was investigated. He was never charged, you know? So parliamentarians being investigated by the police, that's not a new thing. Oh, they said this MP was charged and acquitted. Oh, okay, then that's not what I'm talking. I'm talking about found guilty. They say that's a different Wilbur Moss. Think of Wilbur Moss as a businessman, not a lawyer. Well, when I researched the story, and my colleague, Mark Simonet, he covered the case. I believe he covered the case. Yeah, he was telling me that he covered the case. The judge was overseeing a case, a drug case, with two defendants. And the attorney, I got to check what they're saying, because this is my understanding of it. If I'm wrong, I would like to see something that tells me I'm wrong. And he was the liaison for the father of one of the guys on the drug case. All right. And he went to the judge and told the judge that the father of the guy was prepared to give her $10,000 to throw out the case. And someone says it was a magistrate. Yeah, magistrate is a judge. Yeah. And so the story goes from Mark. She said, come bring the $10,000, right? And when he took it there, she had the police there. Right. And so he was charged and convicted and sent to prison. So my point is, if you're telling me resigning is an error because it would telegraph an admission of guilt, what I'm saying to you is, even if you are guilty, you don't have to resign. So I don't think the guilty conviction should be the ultimate bar of your resignation, because it's certainly not the ultimate constitutional bar from you having your seat vacated. So more considerations go into it. So you're telling me, well, he's not guilty yet. He's proven guilty. Nah, it ain't like that for me, right? Because I've seen plenty of people get off of crimes that I ain't never gonna be convinced they didn't commit. All right. So you got to take many factors into consideration as a resignation. It says a resignation is a guilty conviction in the eyes of the public. Yeah, you worried about the public? Okay. So if you worried about a jury trial, that may at some point come into play. But I found that most Bahamians, counterintuitively, because y'all don't know how to drive, will actually sit and deliberate. I've talked to jurors on big trials before, and they sit and deliberate, like, with sense. All right. Said Simeon Bow, PLP Minister of Works, had to resign around 1971-72 over the PVC pipe scandal. All right. Well, there you go. Now, I don't know if Bow was convicted. I got to check it out. It says the father gave the lawyer $100,000 to throw out the case, but the lawyer only offered the judge $10,000. I don't know that that part is true, but he went to jail for trying to bribe a judge. I know this because it's on a court record, and the fact that this went all the way to the Court of Appeal because for years his attorneys were trying to say that the way the law was written didn't really mean that someone who made an offer on behalf of someone else could be convicted, which is nonsense, because the way the law is written to me, it pretty much says exactly that. And the Court of Appeal dismissed the appeal. All right. So my point is this. More than just your guilty conviction comes into play when you're talking about resigning from Parliament. So let me ask you this. When Lanisha Rule resigned from Parliament, from cabinet, was she convicted of anything? Minnis was sure to smear her when she resigned. But she wasn't, nobody, her name was out here, and y'all took pictures of this house because y'all savage like that. Took pictures of the house she was building. By the way, I could make a big house work on an MP and a cabinet minister salary, and if my spouse have a salary too, y'all bad mind. That's your problem. Y'all think nobody got hustled around here. All y'all into, this one had to lay on their back, and that's all y'all into, because that's y'all, again, you think like broke people, right? Because you don't have no value and no skills. Some woman who gets something, say the situation we just were talking about, oh, right, laying on her back. Y'all don't care who y'all say this stuff about. E-Teef, he only could build a house of E-Teef. You know? Like, man, you could make stuff happen. I could make a house work. If I get a good deal on a piece of property, I could build that. That ain't no issue. Anyway, y'all have a bad mind. More factors go into resignations than guilty convictions, okay? If we're talking cabinet, right? If we're talking public office, more factors go into resignations than guilty convictions. Now, what you should be concerned about, and I have to check if it's an entrenched provision, is why do you think it's okay that the people who wrote our Constitution made it so extremely difficult to remove them from Parliament? What is this guilty plus a year and a day? What the hell are you talking about? They're the minimum of 38 seats ever. I could go find somebody else. You ain't born to serve in Parliament. If you got a guilty conviction, Papa, you need to go maybe do something else. Okay? Admission of guilt, what you talking about? So firstly, y'all talking about admission of guilt in the eyes of the public. You polled someone publicly to know that the public doesn't already think someone's guilty? The innocent until proven guilty thing, that's a legal thing. We base societies around it because we want to predicate a sense of fairness, right? So we want to say that, well, we live in a fair society and we don't live in a totalitarian society where anyone could just lock you up because you're accused of something and there's no evidence, right? And they can take your freedom away. That's why we abide by that legal concept. So no one can just go arrest you and keep you like you're living under some totalitarian regime. That's what that's for. Not for public sentiment, not for establishing the bar of I feel as though I have brought too much negative attention to myself and my party and and the people of Long Island or whomever, and I will resign at this time. Ain't nobody can go to, you think the prosecutor's going to go to court and go, well, look, he resigned from Parliament, something going on. Like, you have to use your values and understand the entire situation when resigning. So miss me with the, he ain't guilty. Miss me with that. There's other factors that go into consideration. All right. One of them should be every time you speak, I'm not exaggerating. Every time you speak, and I imagine you'd mostly be speaking in the House of Assembly, that you are being charged with fraud that is alleged to have occurred while you were in the House of Assembly, while you were in charge of a public corporation, is going to accompany every single story that is published about you. Everyone, no matter what you say about the people of Long Island and how you want to help them, how you want to take care of them, in that story about those people will be that their representative has been charged with 56 counts of corruption-related charges, alleged to have occurred while he was their representative, while he was in the House of Assembly. So I don't know that there's this consideration that Long Islanders already don't have the view that maybe he should not be representing in the House of Assembly, and that it's just his personal, has he polled all of them as the FNM? It's his personal belief that they have confidence in him and he's going to try to project a brave public face. But I'm dead serious. Don't miss me with the, well, he ain't fine, guilty. Man, I ain't got time for that. You know how many people name, get called, and commissions of inquiry, and ain't nothing happened? This guilty conviction, that's something that parliamentarians put in place to protect themselves, as far as I'm concerned. Or maybe you could show me some historical precedent for it, because that's nonsense. If you're guilty but ain't sentenced to prison, what is you talking about? If you're guilty of, like, a traffic violation, I could see, well, that don't make sense. If you are guilty of an indictable offense or an offense that falls under a certain category, fraud, you could put in the Constitution. If you're guilty of this, you can't serve in Parliament. Because you guys are going off the premise that what's in the Constitution makes sense. And just because it's in the Constitution don't mean it makes sense. I could go through it line by line and show you stuff that don't make no sense. So yeah, the only way he can be vacated from Parliament is if he is found guilty, in this instance, if he's found guilty, if he's found guilty of not making a proper public disclosure, I'm pretty sure his seat can be vacated because his nomination would have been invalid. If the only way he can be removed from Parliament is if he's found guilty and he's sentenced for more than 12 months. To me, that's a stupid law, right? It should be, what we got going on in society today, it ain't that type of party, all right? Now, I'm not saying you can't ever run again, not saying you can't ever do anything, and you should hold your head and hide in shame, but you're telling me this is about the people of Long Island and not ego? You're telling me this is about, I don't want a jury to look askance at me if I resign, when you're dealing with your situation, and that somehow helps the people of Long Island? That means something important to them? So this noise about, well, he's guilty of nothing, he should go, no. Forget that. You need to consider the totality of the circumstances. If your own personal mission is to not look like you've done anything wrong by putting on a brave public face so that the court case can go the way I want it, if that's what you want, how'd I get about the people of Long Island? Because ain't nobody send you to Parliament to go deal with your personal stuff. Can you advance our interests? Can you still advocate for us properly? Can you still represent us to the best of your ability? Because you ain't got to be the MP to go help out Long Island. You in opposition, you may get more help leaving politics altogether for the people of Long Island rather than be in opposition and agitate for the government to do stuff for your people. So it's more than that, man. And you're not going to convince me that I'm thinking crazy on this. This, but I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't. I'm guilty of nothing. That ain't got nothing to do with you being in Parliament. The only thing the guilty versus have to do with it is what constitutionally makes you leave from the house. If you can't sit down, I don't mean him, I mean everybody. If you can't sit down and evaluate your own personal circumstances and the reason you were in public life and how your personal circumstances affect your ability to serve publicly the people that you vowed to represent, then something wrong with you, all right? You might have narcissistic personality disorder. Because usually the people who got something crazy going on will be like, if I'm not resigning, it'll be an admission. Okay. If that's where you at, I don't buy that. All right. And it also, I mean, you know, and tell him I said this, he's in the house right now. It speaks to Pintard. Because, sure, you want the support of your party, you want the support of all your people. But again, one person's singular legal battle should not overrule the consideration of what is best for the party. And you're now the party leader, and you have to consider that not as much as him being mentioned as a member of parliament, but also him being a member of the FNM will carry with it when published that a member of the FNM who's sitting in parliament has been charged with 56 count of fraud-related charges, corruption-related charges. And if you can't think beyond that, then I question your level of thinking. You'd have to show me that you've calculated this beyond just it looks good on paper. And that might seem cold and hardcore, but that's how it goes. So if I'm hit with all those charges and I'm considering that I ran to represent these people as best I can, is it in their interest to have the legal matter accompany everything I ever advocate and agitate for, say, with regard to them? And I have no doubt he's going to get in there and speak. Right. Am I prepared to take them through that as well? Are they prepared to go through that with me? And you got to make those considerations. So this thing where, if he's not guilty and he could be guilty and still sit right there. He ain't got to resign. So you're going to have to come at me with some more thoughtful consideration than just that. He ain't guilty. Huh? Okay. Well, you know, that's it. That's the threshold if someone is found guilty, then they should resign immediately? Or are you going to come back to me and go, well, he wasn't sentenced to 12 months in prison? And that's going to make a difference? Anyway, let's go to a break. I'll get to your text message when we get back.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Frank, what you doing?
Looking at some new insurance options, Uncle Joe.
Insurance? You should ask me. I've got a guy on Collins Avenue who does my motor insurance. My home policy is through a lady I work with. Now, Johnny from the gym, he's going to hook me up with medical and life. Now, for pensions, I'd like to spread that one around a little bit.
Or I could call CG Atlantic. They do all of that.
With all the insurance and pensions cover you need in one place, we're like an uncle that doesn't give you bad advice. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket.
Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Father's Day is not just about celebrating dads. It's about celebrating all that our dads are. Our protectors, our husbands, and our oldest friend. This Father's Day, don't forget to tell him, I'm so glad you're mine, with a gift from Bonneville Bones.
Bonneville Bones, a statement in fashion, a night on the town. Find us Bay Street, Molly Marathon, at Bonneville Bones.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL. Growing wealth for future generations.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor. And only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall GL Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall GL Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. And I am happy to read your text messages. Just to frame what I was saying, like to drill down to it, drill down on it. If you say to me, unless I pass a specific threshold in law that doesn't make me resign, but kicks me out, there should be no consideration of resignation. So what the discussion we're having with regard to that, if we're having that discussion, that only if I meet the most severe threshold in law that takes out of my hands any choice, because he's got no choice. He's not resigned. If you're found guilty and sentenced to 12 months in prison, you don't submit a resignation. You're done. The choice is out of your hands. The resignation is what happens before the mandatory action that takes you out, right? So if you're fired, you don't be like, well, you know, I'm only resigning until I get fired. No, if you're convicted and sentenced to 12 months in prison, you're fired. You didn't preserve no honor. The resignation is what you do of your own volition. And if you're guilty and not sentenced to prison, you still don't have to resign. So you got to miss me with this now. The resignation is other considerations beyond what the law says has to happen. He ain't going to resign if the outcome is what is prescribed in law. It's over. The resignation is for other considerations about your own personal circumstances versus your public circumstance versus your party circumstance. So I can't have this discussion about innocent to prove guilty. And I said, no, not with terms of resigning. All right. So the law says I cannot go around shooting people in the head. Right? Okay. So I'm living my life daily. Because this is how I guess y'all think. I live my life daily and go, what all can I do short of shooting someone in the face that I can get away with? So you're not trying to look to the law. A reasonable person does not look to the law to go, what can I get away with? All right. But if I do this and there's a consequence and I don't want that. That's the law is just there to say, here's the worst circumstance that could occur and the penalty associated with it. So the law tells you don't shoot people in the face. The law don't say, be kind to each other. The law don't say, greet each other. The law don't say, let me help somebody when they're in distress. So that means you don't do it. Your own personal mores only operate on the basis of what's in law. The law says you can't pay someone under a certain amount, so I never give him a raise. You see what I'm saying? If you're saying he shouldn't make the choice until the choice is taken out of his hands, then I don't understand the conversation we're having. Let me get to the text messages. It says, Candida Ames wrote a piece recently on two members of parliament charged while sitting in office. She did, and she told me about it. And to my shame, I have not yet read it. I'm going to read it today. This says, it probably, what? Let me see what happened. Okay. This says, Juan, you can't be a real Bahamian talking about you don't want no curry chicken wings. You can't be serious, bro. I don't. Man, listen. I ain't marrying you if you ain't cutting up the chicken and soaking it. You into shortcuts. You just want the wing, eh? You ain't nothing. You ain't trying to clean the chicken. I just need wings. You ain't trying to cut it up and none of that. Just the wings, eh? Sorry, I have standards. I'm not going to apologize for them. This says, mango chutney is really good. Since you're on the topic, what's happening in Ragged Island? Haven't heard any progress since government change. What's the population there? So much agitation for a small population. Boy, if Ragged Island got 100 people, they got a lot. They just said the school's going to be finished soon, and the solar power thing they're trying to hook up, and the other offices are trying to hook up, and the nurses, I want to say there now. Says, which bank did you go to last week that had no tellers? I went to the bank today, didn't have any tellers. I didn't call a bank. People just got touchy. You have to like wrong me for me to call you or do really, really well. Says you can actually add a little mango chutney to your curry, but have been unable to find it, so I stopped looking. Meanwhile, I go everywhere. I need to go to like John Jay. They tell me they got like the Asian food stash out there. How much effect will the water and sewage, I'm sorry, these keep scrolling up. How much effect will the water and sewage have on the IDB and Caribbean Development Bank since there's a large scale investigation relating to water and sewage? I don't know if it'll have any effect, to be honest. I'm trying to read these text messages. They keep coming. Zaywan, what happens is the guy, what happens if he is found guilty since he was charged as a contributing parliament? I don't understand what you're asking. Good afternoon, Juan. If I recall correctly, a seat in parliament can be considered abandoned and a by-election can be called if missing a certain amount of consecutive meetings. You can only miss 90 days and then your seat's vacated. Because Ingram, I think Ingram is just being a little petty. Ingram, went to go do it to Vincent Pete when he had his issue. Peter Turnquest was asked to resign, having only been named in a lawsuit. I'm not sure if he was asked. Since Minnis would have had Gibson resign, look at what he did to Roll, Sands, and Turnquest. Hey, one, if a police officer is charged before the courts with any offense, he or she is not allowed to serve until that case is completed. So Adrian Gibson should not be allowed to serve until his cases are over. I definitely think the F&M Council will deal with that. And this is your thing, right? This is the thing. Ask yourself why the standard for being suspended when you're dealing with a criminal matter is higher for public service workers than for parliamentarians. Ask yourself why that is. Why do you think that is? If you work for the government and making $400 a week and you end some stuff, you get interdicted, go on half pay. I don't know the exact public service rule. Why do you think that applies to them and not to the people who make these laws? So ask yourself that while you're out here. Oh, but you're not guilty. You're not. Ask yourself why everyone else has a different standard. It's Happy Father's Day if you're not entertaining us tomorrow. Hoping enough to spend it in the doghouse with Snoopy after talking about a second wife and kids. I'm just kidding. Unless you like, there's a catalog I'm playing. A good day, Juan. We have to think more of ourselves. All of a sudden, there's the pothole patrol notification everywhere. You cannot fall for this nonsense. We deserve to have these streets fully paved. Why didn't they fill the potholes for the Duke and Duchess? Wake up, Bahamas, and say no to filling the potholes. Pave the streets, all of them. I'm not going to lie. The pothole squad, whoever they are, they pave East Bay pretty fast. Not pave. They fill the potholes in East Bay pretty fast. And they fill this big one in Village Road. The A1, great way of breaking everything down. I was trying to find out from your show yesterday what happens to the furniture when the ambassador comes back home. Well, if it's her furniture, we'll pay to have it brought back. Says Juan is a Long Islander. You really don't know that chap. Yeah, I mean, it says they need to investigate the PM's office, all the weird stuff coming from there. Oban, beaches and parks, Belgium embassy, who knows what, water and sewage. It says because parliamentarians wrote the law. Yeah, and let me say this for 1 minute, because I want to get to the rest of your text messages. Just for 1 minute, let me say this. If you are in government, right? So you're Keith Bell. What you bringing me invoices with, I mind you, I want all the dirt, right? But you bringing me invoices with names blacked out and all that. Man, you in government, give me all the information. I want to know everything that happened. Well, where the apartment is, who owned it, how much it costs, you're leasing it, what color y'all paint the walls, all this, what books are on the shelves, what kind of dishes you have, all of it. Is there a microwave? Give me all the information. You in government, you ain't in opposition to somebody dropped this in your trash can. Give it to me. Joe Beth Colby, well, this ain't on her. I think it's on LaRota. The domes, well, everybody getting kicked out of the domes. We can pack them up. Bam. $8 million gone. No. Hold on. Tell me what happened. So you're saying investigate the PM's office. They don't need to investigate the PM's office. The prime minister runs the prime minister's office. He could go figure out whatever he wants. What did he say today? He's still looking for the Oban fund. This says, one, I wonder how could you think that the Bible is a storybook and not literal if Jacob's wife, who was turned into a pillar of salt for looking back at Sodom and Gomorrah, is still standing to this day. And the rock that Moses split in half on God's commandment is still there. Any, listen, we're going to talk one day. And I'm no expert in the word of God, okay? But we're going to talk, but I do know history. We're going to talk one day about this whole thing where every word in the Bible is to be taken literally or you are not a Christian. This is a relatively, as far as Christianity is concerned, new concept. There was pockets of it before, but this widespread, I fundamentally believe every word of the Bible to be completely accurate, that's a new thing among believers in Jesus Christ compared to the length of how long Christianity has existed, all right? And we'll talk about that. The ability to think through and still believe that this is the word of God. It said the meat probably accidentally dropped in the fire. That was his last piece of meat. So when he took it out, he's like, well, I'm not sick. That's true. Maybe that's how it happened. It says the chicken came first. The fossil record substantiates that fact. Oh, okay. I got to look into the fossil records now. It says your wonderings remind me of back in the day Sesame Street. I wonder what would happen if I push over the bird cage. It says, Juan, I think you meant to say you better look like my wife, not Rihanna. No, I said you better look like Rihanna because my wife isn't a maniac. She's not going to cook me curry chicken wings because she had two parents and went to church. Hey, Juan, are you an evolutionist or do you believe that God created all things? I believe that God is the divine architect of our entire universe. This is one thing science has taught us so far is that whenever two similar but two different creatures mate and reproduce, the offspring is either misformed, mutated, or died at birth. The ones don't die are sterile and can't reproduce, like if a horse and a donkey produce, or a mule or a lion and a tiger produce a liger. The dinosaur turning into a chicken can never be accurate because how will the offspring then reproduce itself? I don't know, y'all gone deep. I know evolutionary biologist. I'm just thinking here out loud. It says, Juan, the pot cake, Leslie Miller, said Pintard have people texting him with the same parliament. That could be true. Bless Mr. Mac, these colonial, overly, blindly obedient, puppetized politician dilly-dallying with this cannabis decriminalization is sickening, given the fact that marijuana has the safest record of all drugs and pharmaceutical drugs, kills hundreds of thousands every year, but are still so lethality. Buddy, you ain't got no argument with me on marijuana legalization. Good afternoon, Juan. Does that rule only apply to politicians or anyone accused of a crime can sue their employer if they fire them because they're arrested or charged? No, you're employed at my leisure. So I can dismiss you with cause or without cause. And there are remedies. There are prescriptions in law as to how. I said, I personally think he should swallow his pride and resign because even if he's not guilty, the public may have a different view. It says dinosaurs never existed. All the bones are fake. Giant creatures laying eggs is a joke. Answer this, though, how they measured the sun being 20 million miles away. So that means 90 million, not 20 million. Okay, dude. Whatever you say. It says you could actually add a little mango chow. I read that. This is what about Simeon Bo. It says the Teflon Don was found innocent many times. Lack of evidence could mean you have the wrong guy, or it could mean you're guilty as hell, but made out of Teflon for the minute. Says, do you think it's necessary to investigate Lenny Shirol? Minnis, let me tell you what you were dealing with just a year ago. The woman resigned, did not give a reason. The cabinet office released a statement, which no way on hell that's going to be released without him signing off on it, saying that there were some matters that were being investigated. Then when the press asked him about it, I wasn't talking about her personally. What? That's who y'all were dealing with. One, I agree with your sentiments on this innocent until proven guilty concept. Says he can also be removed as an MP if he is a bankrupt. I mean, there's numerous ways you can be removed, but we're talking about criminal cases. This says, I got to get out of here. All right. Okay, we're done. You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Lord willing. I'll be back tomorrow. Something for you. All right, you guys take care out there. If I don't see you tomorrow, happy Father's Day. But I'm hoping to be, I'm planning to be here tomorrow. We'll see. But happy if I am not here in person tomorrow. Have a great day, Bahamas.